call it order. Roll call, everybody's here. No public comment. Minutes. Okay.
Move that we accept the minutes as the discussion.
Okay, minutes are good. Moving on to discussion items, rotation of chair.
I would move that we rotate the new chair be Director Lee, is that correct?
No, the new chair would be Director Graves.
Oh, the new chair be me. And you make the most, I don't care.
I think we should do that.
Okay, let's do that. I vote aye.
Let's get it done.
All right. How do you enjoy? Okay, item two.
Item two is a discussion related to the town slogan. This kind of came about with the fact that we were asked by the chamber if they could use the slogan Liberty Play, Discovery Bay, and then we also had a t-shirt company ask us if they could use the slogan on their t-shirt. And so this then begged the question of, well, who really owns the slogan?
Yeah.
And so I'm first going to take you through a little history of the slogan. And I'm going to bring
if it's history, it's got to be Sue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, so.
Where's the ice cream?
I know. So, for a visual, these boards were in the 20th anniversary.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
So, the tagline, Live Where You Play at Discovery Bay, and also here, Live Where You Play, period, at Discovery Bay, period, that was, according to all the research done at the Historical Society, this is where it all started, with this brochure. And if I may give you a little history as to what was going on just prior to this, a little bit before, okay. So in the early 1900s, the southern portion of the Byron Tract was owned by Veronica Baird of New York, and the tract was known as the Baird Estate. Veronica Baird's great-grandson was William Baldwin. William Baldwin was an adjacent property owner around here. The Discovery Bay project was sold to William Baldwin in 1968. And then Baldwin entered into partnership with Bert Davy and formed the Veronica Development Corporation. And he named it after his great-grandmother. That was formed in 1970. So this brochure describes about your opportunity to purchase a new home in Discovery Bay. But you won't be the first to buy in Discovery Bay because the first offering of home sites made a year ago sold out in half a year. But you can now be among the first to live in our choice new Willow Lake section or on Cabrillo Bay. And according to the history timeline, that was in like between 1970 and 1972 that these houses were offered. Excuse me. So and it says right here it's a development of Veronica Development Corporation, which is no longer in existence.
Was that as they made it? This is just from my own historical knowledge. So they made the comment that you wouldn't be the first to buy in Discovery Bay because was that when those homes out on Discovery Point were first sold? Was
in
prior
Mito
to this?
Bay.
Okay, those were five homes or seven homes or whatever.
Right.
Sold. Okay.
And that's this picture here is them.
Understood. Just want to make sure I have my history correct. Okay.
Yeah. So, okay.
Sorry.
No, any questions on that?
Now that the slogan has morphed into something different, though. Isn't it now Live Where You Play in Discovery Bay?
Right, but this is where it all started from what the research that I found at the Historical Society.
Thank you. So the issue now is that since we've had inquiries on it, and we do tend to refer to that not in our marketing materials necessarily, but we could, would this committee like to recommend to the board that we have our legal counsel look into us acquiring that tagline for the Discovery Bay Community Services District so that someone else doesn't potentially get it, and then now we're paying them money if we want to use it.
We already have a license plate brand and that kind of
thing.
What
do you think? If we could trademark our copyright,
that's what I'm thinking.
At least it gives us some
legal standing. Gives us some legal standing. Let's do it. Let's do it sooner than later before somebody else does
that.
Yeah, because you know nobody looks at old school. This is old school. Everybody looks at website, you know, domains and such. Now what we're talking is old school. Literally a written phrase that we want to copyright.
Well, that's somebody trying to sell us back.
Right. Or sue us for using it.
Right. So what I'll do is I will have there's two ways I can do it. Is I can go to the board and get approval from the board to have Rod do it, or I can have Rod do it and then report back to the board to go and find out.
think we should have them do it sooner than later.
Start the process in the background so we can vote on
it. Yeah, so then we know what it's going to cost. Then we know the board can make a decision. It probably isn't going to cost that much. Well,
there's a high fee in whatever cost.
Right, that's right.
But there's no substantial.
No, there's no like big fee to file. It's just whatever costs staff's time is because people do it themselves.
Excellent.
Yes, thank you. I was like, that's a great point. Thank you for that. I like that. Okay, number three.
Number three actually was brought about when we were talking about incentive programs regarding sick leave, and I was asked to see what other agencies were doing in terms of sick leave incentive programs, and we did a survey of 13 agencies, and 10 of the 13 agencies, they all have some form of sick leave incentive. Ten of the agencies, the sick leave incentive is connected to the first retirement. But there was three plans that existed out there that was aside from that. And so these are the three kind of plans that they had, where you could that if you had 160 hours on the book of vacation leave, that you could convert up to 1/2 of those days over that. So if you had 10 hours, had 170 hours, you could convert 5 hours to vacation time on a one-to-one basis. So if those 5 hours turn it into vacation, or you could convert a quarter of that to cash reimbursement. So you would take, it's a little confusing. And then number two is you can convert 40 hours of sick leave above 160 hours for vacation leave. And I didn't bring my darn glasses, so can you explain that one real quick?
Sure. So you can convert up to 40 hours above 160, so you always have to maintain a bank of 160. And then for however many sick days you took during the year, you would deduct those hours from the hours above 160, and you could turn that into vacation time.
So my problem is how often do all these things occur? In other words, I have 160 hours of sick pay. Now I get up to 40 hours. Now I get another week's vacation, and the following year I get another week's vacation because I've always maintained that 160. So every year, how many hours of sick leave can I accumulate a year?
Yeah, well, under those plans, I don't know if you went that deep, did you?
Well, no, and in our plan.
Well, the plan that I pitched is if I'm a nurse.
And that's up. Dina, how many hours of sick pay do you get a year? Or Sue, how many hours of sick pay? How many sick days do you get a year?
10 days of sick leave a year.
You get 10 days of sick, that's 80 hours. No, yes, that's 80 hours.
But we have
every year you would get an extra vacation. Every year you would get an extra week of vacation under this plan.
Under that plan.
Right. But
that's a huge liability.
We don't want that.
Okay, good. So we're on the same page with that one. Okay.
We don't want that. We're just telling you what it's out.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't need to be making that argument right now. Okay, I'm sorry.
And the last one is, go ahead.
Okay, so if you are rarely sick, this one is employees with low sick leave who have worked a minimum of 1 year can exchange their sick leave for its cash equivalent according to the following chart. So if you're off 0 days, you would get 2 days cash conversion. And then so on, 1 day, a day and 4 hours, 2 days, you get 1 day sick leave, cash conversion, and 3 days, if you were sick 3 days, you would get 4 hours.
And they don't have to have a minimum of 160 hours.
I was gonna say, this isn't a banking thing. This is a very limited, this is all you get. Right. It doesn't accumulate, it doesn't happen. You get no vacation time. This is strictly to a cash conversion.
Not strictly. Yeah.
So this is almost like a sick, come to work bonus. That's pretty much what it is.
Right.
So to speak.
Yeah. So you get up 2 days.
So what do you think about this?
I like
those seem like reasonable times.
Well, the thing about number three, the only downside to number three is you don't have to have the maximum amount of sick leave.
You use none,
and then you can convert 2 days into cash.
But you convert 2 days of what you've accumulated.
Yeah.
Not additional 2 days.
Correct.
Okay.
Actually, you're cashing that in, right? You fall 2 days.
You're cashing in two of your sick days for cash.
Right.
It's a bonus.
Right.
The only problem I have with that is is the fact that it gets all the way to 3 days, and you can miss 3 days and still get something. I don't know, somehow that doesn't...
Because you have 4 hours, which is 2 days. You were, every day, you never called in sick all year.
Well, 3 days is the 24 out of 80 hours.
So, you know, it's not really fair. I never called in sick. I never have in my life called in sick. So it's hard for me to, and I don't have kids.
Okay, so
I don't have children that get sick. I don't have doctor's appointments for children. So it's not fair for me. I don't see it the way, I don't see reality as it is for our actual employees is what I'm admitting to. And so if you're fine with it, if your common sense says you're okay, what do you guys feel about it? Anything's better than nothing. You have nothing right now. So obviously any decision we make is good. But
well, tell them how you feel about it.
I think Mike should take it away.
I think that this is a big one too, because it's very good journey to go. But then I would also say I like the idea also of having them have 160 hours
prior to this one.
Well, on November 1st, let's say they have their maximum. You can only accumulate 160 hours. You can't go over. So on November 1st, if they have 160 hours on the books, that you can then take, well, I said 5 days, but it could be 3 days, it could be 2 days, whatever you decide, and they get that Christmas check. But that could be on November 1st, too, when that takes place.
This could happen on November. You could add the 160 hours to this plan. It's not good.
It's any hours or no hours.
Or no hours.
Here's the fact. If you keep working every day for 12 months, 2 days a day.
I'm going to convert 2 days to sick pay.
I'm not converting me. I'm just going to give you 2 days a day. There's no conversion. As I read, there's no conversion involved.
Well, what's our conversion?
Sick leave cash conversion.
Oh, no conversion. You just get 2 days a day.
Number three is a sick leave cash conversion credit.
Yep, you're right.
Well, why does it say conversion then?
Well, what they're saying is 2 days of pay.
You're converting 2 days of your sick pay into cash.
Cash equivalent.
So
that's not how I'm reading it.
Okay.
It's actually from Truckee Donner, so I read exactly what they have. Okay. So a sick leave incentive plan, employees with low sick leave who have worked a minimum of one full payroll year can exchange sick leave.
I'm for that. It reduces their sick leave from 160 by 60 hours, but they'll just get that back up again as soon as they don't take any sick pay again.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with that. I think you're putting
their sick leave away and giving you.
We're allowing you to cash out what previously was not cashable because it was a use it or lose. You can't cash out your sick pay in our current plan. So we're allowing you now to cash out some of your sick pay. Money. I am fine with that also.
Okay, and you're fine with this amount of days compared
to I'm fine with all that.
And what we'll do is I'll go back to the board and have a closed session and just get their okay with that.
Read it to me again, please.
Yes. Employees with low sick leave use who have worked a minimum of one full payroll year can exchange sick leave for its cash equivalent annually before.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Just like that. There's no 160.
That's why I wanted to read it again. As long as they've been there for a year, I don't care. Yeah. You're still being a good employee. You should be treated like somebody who's been here for 10 years in this instance. We're trying to give an incentive for employees to look at another benefit while they're working. Yeah. Okay. You know what? Maybe I will stay there because I have a little stuff. They can
do that.
Right. So. Yes, I think that's it. Actually, I think it's a very good policy. I like that.
Okay, then I will bring this back to the board.
Okay.
I need to go back as the inept chair of this committee and find out why we were talking about. I'm looking at the discussion items, and we went from the vice chair directly to something that's not on the agenda, which was the logo. I mean, which was the. Am I missing something?
Yeah, we did count slogan first, which was.
And I need to talk to you for a second.